This podcast is brought to you by Radio 786.
Last week, the international community commemorated World Adoption Day. Now, from awareness programs to stories of heartwarming reunions, the Department of Social Development took it a step further and facilitated a reunion of a 22-year-old woman who was given up for adoption in the Netherlands with her mother. Now, the mother and daughter were separated by adoption, and while the circumstances that led to the mother putting her daughter up for adoption were painful, the outcome was beyond positive. Now, joining us now is the social worker that handled this particular case from the Department of Social Development, Indivuyo Randela. Good afternoon and welcome to Radio 786.
Good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners, and thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us. I don't know how to feel about this, because when I came across the story, I was both, my heart was bursting with happiness, but also there was this sense of sadness as well. So for our listeners who don't have any context, right, this is a story about a daughter and a mother. They were separated by adoption. A mother had to give a daughter up for adoption, and the circumstances were unfortunate, but she didn't give up hope because she did want to reunite with her daughter, who is now 22. Now, Indivuyo, explain to us how the department came to know about this case.
So we received a request for tracing from the Netherlands. It came through the International Social Services social workers from that side. And that request came from the child and the adoptive parents who needed assistance in tracing their mother here in South Africa.
So was the process simple to follow? I mean, you are a social worker, but are these type of cases easy to follow or easy to resolve, or is it a lot more trickier than one would believe?
Each case is treated on its own merits, because cases are not the same. Others are so complicated you won't even be able to trace if, say, for example, the child was abandoned. But in this one, we looked for the mother, and when we found her, we also found that she was busy looking, trying to find this child. So from both sides, there was this burning need to reunite with each other.
So talk us through how you had to handle this. You mentioned that everything is a case-by-case basis, and some cases, you know, it's a bit tricky. But in this particular case, the adoptive child and her adoptive parents, they seemed very eager to make sure that their daughter reconnects with her biological mom. From a South African side, what work needed to be done?
What we needed to do was to first find the mother. When we found the mother, I then had to call her to, it was such a bittersweet phone call that day, I still remember. She was driving and she stopped on the side of the road and she cried. She said, but all she said to me was that I've been waiting for this call for a very long time. So once we found her, the first people to wrote the letter to her, can you imagine? It was the adoptive parents, even before the child wrote to her mother. The parents who adopted the child wrote to the mother, and they were saying, thank you for this opportunity to be parents to this child, because she actually chose them back then.
Wow. Wow, my heart just, you know, I did a thing, and I can only imagine how you must have felt, you know, when you had to phone her mom to deliver this news. And this is these are cases that, I mean, social workers such as yourself have to deal with. You know, there's bitter moments, but there are also those, you know, those sweet moments as well. And I would consider this as one of those sweet moments where you could bring a child to connect with her biological mother. So was there cooperation on both sides? It sounds like, you know, it was eager parties on either sides, and, you know, this case, it went as smoothly as it possibly could.
Yes, it did, actually, because this child, the adoptive parents actually informed her from as early as possible when she was still young. They did not hide the adoption from her, so she always knew that she was adopted, and they were ready and waiting for when she started asking about knowing her origin. So they were very supportive to her. Even now, they still continue to engage with their biological mother. But this doesn't mean that this child is now going to come back to South Africa and stay here in our country. No, the child is still the child of their parents in the Netherlands, because an adoption terminates all parental responsibilities and rights of the birth mother. However, legislation, which is our Children's Act, allows adopted children to trace their origins.
So, in light of World Adoption Day, say there was some of our listeners listening right now, tuning in, and they have maybe never met their father, and they would like to, you know, find out who their father is or who their mother is. Can they approach the Department of Social Development, a social worker there, to help with this particular scenario? Is that something that the department does offer?
Yes, it's the department that offers this service. It's child protection organizations within the communities. It's social workers that assist with this process. So there's a lot of assistance out there. You know, we've got child protection organizations that are within communities that are accessible in our communities. We've got district offices of the Department of Social Development that are accessible to our communities. We've got provincial offices. We've got the national offices. So the services are available for our people.
Yeah. Look, if you, it is a bit personal, and I'm not expecting you to, you know, message me in on the WhatsApp line to tell me that, you know, you want to, you know, do this. This is between you. It's a personal decision that you want to make. And if it is, if it does mean that you maybe want to reconnect with finding out who's your mom or who's your dad, right? The Department of Social Development does offer that. And I mean, this is a heartfelt story. It's a positive story because the outcome was the adoptive child met with her biological mother, and it's a beautiful thing. So if you want to, you know, reach out, I think now is the good time. You know, the Department of Social Development, they do have all of those services there, so do make use of them. Now, Indivuyo, before I let you go, in light of World Adoption Day, and the entire month of November is adoption awareness, what advice would you give to parents who are seriously considering adopting? What are some of the things that they need to have checked or cleared so that they can take the necessary steps to go and apply to go and adopt a child?
Okay, so the first step is they have to approach a social worker, because anybody can adopt a child. However, there are certain criteria that a person has to meet before they can adopt a child. For example, a person that has been found unsuitable to work with children, maybe they have abused children before, cannot adopt a child. So there are certain criteria that a person has to meet before adopting a child. So the best thing to do first is to approach their local social workers, because at the moment, the Department of Social Development is rendering adoptions for free. So this service is accessible to anyone in the country.
Yeah, so look, take those steps. I mean, there are kids who are longing to just have a loving home. And if you are in a position and you would love to provide that love, care and support to a child in need, go and do the things. It's highly encouraged as well. So thank you so much, Ndivuyo, firstly for facilitating such a massive case, but also for helping a mother and a daughter reconnect and, you know, heal some scars that they may have had, you know, over some time. So thank you so much. And also thank you to all of the social workers that do amazing work. You guys are greatly, greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So that was Ndivuyo Randela, and she is the social worker that handled this specific case. She helped reunite a 22-year-old woman who has been adopted by parents in the Netherlands, and she has reconnected with her South African mother after a very long time. So this was such a heart-moving case.
This podcast is brought to you by Radio 786.